Welcome to the deep dive.
Oh.
Okay, so today we're tackling something really interesting, curcumin.
Ah, yes, curcumin, the star compound from turmeric. Huge potential, therapeutically speaking.
Huge potential, exactly. But here's the kicker. It's incredibly difficult for your body to actually absorb and use it effectively. It's quite the paradox.
It really is. And that's sort of our mission for this deep dive, isn't it? To unpack the science trying to achieve, well, something quite remarkable. Month-long sustained release.
Month long from a single dose.
That's the goal in some research, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll explore those lab breakthroughs, but also, crucially, talk about what that actually means for, what you can get your hands on right now.
Okay, let's start with the basics, the curcumin conundrum. Why is it so hard to deliver this stuff effectively?
Well, the absolute core issue is just extremely poor bioavailability, fundamentally.
And what does that mean in practical terms?
It means, first off, it's highly hydrophobic, so it hates water. Think about your gut. It's a watery environment. Curcumin just doesn't dissolve well there.
Like trying to mix oil and water, basically.
Exactly. So if it can't dissolve, it can barely begin the process of getting absorbed through your gut wall.
And I gather that's not the only hurdle.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
If a bit dissolves, it struggles to actually permeate, to cross the gut lining. Poor permeability, we call it.
Okay, so it doesn't dissolve well and it doesn't cross well.
And it gets worse. It's also chemically quite unstable. In the bloodstream, or even just at neutral pH, like in your body, its half-life can be just minutes. It breaks down super fast.
Wow, minutes.
Yeah, and then even if some molecules navigate all that, they face what's called first-pass metabolism. Your gut wall, and especially your liver, rapidly convert curcumin into inactive forms.
So your body actively works against it, getting it to circulation?
Pretty much. The result is standard oral dosing, even really high doses, like say 12 grams a day in some studies, it's largely futile.
Futile how? Like, what did the study show?
Well, preclinical studies, say in rats, often showed negligible plasma levels, sometimes completely undetectable amounts of active curcumin in the blood.
So all that potential is just stuck. Can't get into the body to do anything.
That's the challenge. It powerfully illustrates just how profound the failure of standard oral absorption really is.
Okay, but you mentioned scientists have found ways around this, the month-long release thing.
Yes, and this is where it gets fascinating from a research perspective. They have achieved month-long sustained release from a single administration. But, and it's a big but,
Uh-oh, what's the catch?
the catch is it's only been shown with advanced injectable or implantable technologies, things that completely bypass the gut.
Ah, okay, so not something you swallow. How does that work?
The leading approach uses these tiny things called PLGA microparticles, polylactic coglycolide. It's a biodegradable polymer.
Like tiny dissolving packets.
Sort of, yeah. Imagine loading curcumin into these microparticles and then injecting them, say, under the skin. This was done in mice.
And
And a single injection sustained curcumin levels in their blood and tissues for nearly a month. We're talking low levels, sure, in the 0.01 to 0.1 micromolar range, but consistently for 4 weeks.
How do they last so long?
The PLGA polymer degrades slowly and predictably in the body, releasing the curcumin bit by bit over weeks. It's a controlled erosion process.
That's pretty ingenious. Any other texts like that?
There are others being explored, things like in situ gelling hydrogels. They're liquid when injected, but form a gel depot inside the body. They've shown promise for 4-week release in lab tests, in vitro, but need more animal studies, in vivo work.
Right, and you mentioned these are microparticles. That's different from nanoparticles I sometimes hear about with curcumin supplements.
Very different, yes. That's a crucial distinction. These injectable and implantable systems use microparticles designed for long, weeks-long release by bypassing the gut entirely. The nanoparticles you see in some oral supplements are much, much smaller and are designed to improve absorption through the gut for daily dosing. Different technologies, different goals.
Okay, that clarifies things. So bringing it back to the listener. What does all this mean for you if you want to try curcumin now? Can you get this month-long stuff?
The short answer is no. No over-the-counter OTC product provides month-long sustained release from a single dose. That tech is still firmly in the research lab.
So when I see sustained release or enhanced bioavailability on a curcumin supplement bottle,
Right. Good question. Brands like Mareva, Therachermin, Longvida, They use various technologies, often involving things like phospholipids or nanoparticles, precisely to enhance bioavailability for daily dosing.
Ah, okay. So they help you absorb more from the dose you take that day.
Exactly. They extend how long curcumin stays detectable in your plasma, maybe from just a couple of hours with standard curcumin to, say, 8, 12, maybe even 24 hours. Mareva, for example, showed about 29 times greater absorption over a 24-hour period compared to unformulated curcumin.
So they improve daily absorption, but they're absolutely not designed to be a single dose that lasts you a month.
Correct. They are not single-dose monthly reservoirs. They're about making daily dosing more effective.
Got it. And while we're talking about different ways to get curcumin, are there any safety flags we should mention?
Yes, definitely. A critical note of caution here. Avoid unregulated, compounded intravenous IV curcumin products, please.
Why? What's the risk?
The FDA has investigated some really serious adverse events, tragically including a patient death. These incidents were linked to compounded 5-E curcumin products.
Well, what is wrong with them?
Issues included severe subpotency, like one product had less than 2% of the curcumin it claimed, use of non-pharmaceutical grade ingredients, and even dangerous contamination, like with diethylene glycol, which is basically antifreeze component.
Wow, okay, that's incredibly serious. So stick to reputable oral supplements or consult a doctor, not unregulated IV.
Absolutely. This is not a safe shortcut. It's a dangerous gamble.
Which really highlights this gap, doesn't it? We have these amazing month-long technologies working in labs, but they're nowhere near being available. Why? Why can't we buy them yet?
It's what we often call the research-to-market chasm. It's huge for things like this. First, you have immense regulatory hurdles. Getting FDA approval for a complex injectable drug delivery system like PLGA microparticles is an incredibly rigorous, long, and very expensive process. Millions, even billions of dollars.
Okay, regulation is tough. What else?
Manufacturing these complex systems consistently and affordably at scale is another major challenge. And then there's the patent issue.
How does that play in?
Natural curcumin itself isn't patentable. You can patent the delivery technology, maybe, but not the core compound. This drastically reduces the financial incentive for pharmaceutical companies who invest the enormous sums needed for development and clinical trials.
Because they can't guarantee market exclusivity to recoup their investment.
Precisely. Without strong patent protection, the business case often just isn't there for a natural compound, even one with promise.
So let's sum up for everyone listening. What's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is that truly month-long, single-dose sustained release of curcumin is, for now, a scientific reality confined to preclinical research labs. It's exciting, but it's not here yet.
So for anyone wanting the potential benefits of curcumin today, what's the best bet?
Your best option remains choosing high-quality, reputable oral formulations. Those ones like Mareva, Therakermin, etc., that have clinical data showing they actually do enhance daily bioavailability. Taking those consistently is the current practical approach.
Right. Enhanced daily absorption, not month-long magic bullets yet.
Not yet. So maybe a final thought to leave with you, our listener. Thinking about this whole journey from a compound like curcumin showing amazing promise in a petri dish, through all these delivery struggles, the lab breakthroughs, the regulatory hoops, the market realities, what part of that journey from discovery to a potential everyday product really stands out to you?